Thank you very much. Welcome back. Federal funding freezes are making agricultural research a lot more challenging at some of the country's most important land-grant universities. Stephanie Hoff is speaking with the chancellor at the University of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's flagship university is known for its research capacity, but that research relies on federal dollars to maintain that status. I asked UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin if the federal funding freezes are impacting agriculture work on campus. She says the situation continues to evolve.
We are facing a lot of uncertainty on the federal front. We have seen some stop work orders on our campus. We haven't had a huge number yet, but we have had a handful, and we don't know if more are going to come. We're really proud that at UW-Madison, we do the sixth most research of any university in the entire country, and federal funding is our biggest source of research revenue by far, and we do all kinds of work from the ag industry to research on Alzheimer's, and a lot of that could be at risk, and that's scary for us, and I think it should be scary for the people of Wisconsin too, because this research really makes a difference to people's lives.
Are there particular areas or topics that are being targeted right now by the administration?
It's a little hard to say. There is a little bit of a particular focus on things that connect either to diversity or the environment, but there's a lot of broader questions about whether there's going to be bigger, broader cuts to science. There's been an effort to think about reducing the funding more generally, which could impact an awful lot of people in an awful lot of ways.
UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin offering some perspective on funding freezes as the federal government continues to assess its efficiency and its budget. As we heard from Chancellor Mnookin, the campus ranks in the top 10 as a research powerhouse. A lot of that work is funded with federal money. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The deportation scare for many farm workers appears to now be on the president's radar. The president held a cabinet meeting with his top officials and said his administration would provide some relief to farmers and hotel operators who employ migrants lacking legal status.
We have to take care of our farmers and hotels and, you know, various places where they need the people. And we're going to be working with you very carefully on that.
President Trump says it will involve a process.
We're also going to work with farmers that if they have strong recommendations for certain people, we're going to let them stay in for a while and work with the farmers and then come back and go through a process, a legal process.
The USDA reports that more than two-thirds of U.S. crop workers are foreign-born, many of them coming to the country through the H-2A visa program. But officials estimate that 42% of the workers are undocumented.
So a farmer will come in with a letter concerning certain people saying they're great, they're working hard. We're going to slow it down a little bit for them, and then we're going to ultimately bring them back. They'll go out, they're going to come back as legal workers.
Trump's comments during his cabinet meeting, though vague, are the most detail the administration has provided on the fate of the nation's farm workers without legal status. A bill is moving through the House of Representatives that would delist wolves from the Endangered Species Act, and it just passed out of a key committee. The bill, sponsored by Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin's 7th District, and gained approval from the House Natural Resources Committee. Tiffany introduced a similar bill last year, but says he's much more confident about its chances of passing this year, now that Republicans control the House, Senate, and the presidency. The bill is called the Pet and Livestock Protection Act and will now head to the full House for a vote. This is Inside Agriculture, back right after this.